Howdy, partner. Come on now, warm yourself by the fire. It's cold out tonight, and I won't bite so long as you keep that iron on your side. The hail brings a relatively normal-looking person like yourself out in this thermal-ionic wasteland. QN posse, goddamn, you're not as normal as you look. Well, word to the wise, partner. They'll talk your damn ear off as so much as look at them friendly-like. But they're not to be trusted. Fill your head full of all kinds of nonsense. You keep that thing on your side strapped and head on a swivel. Goddamn nonsense. Well, I'm gonna get some shut-eye. And best of luck to you. God have mercy on your soul. My name is Jake.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Matt.
And this here's Qualified Nonsense.
Good evening, piano. Gentlemen.
That was a good intro.
Or piano, like rather.
A piano. The honky tonk. I would like to do like a little honky tonk riff on a piano.
Yeah, I'm super jealous of people who can like walk up to a piano. I think we've talked about this a couple of times before, but people who can just play the piano. I know it comes with a lot of practice, but like being able to do a little.
It's definitely like one of those dying things that people could do, right? Yeah. It's the shock value of like, ooh, look at that.
Yeah.
It is like I was last night, I started watching the Billy Joel HBO documentary. And he does do a good explanation of, like, he was talking about when he was growing up, like, his dad was a musician who was, like, a classic pianist, and his dad would make him practice piano all the time. And so he said he would start, like, playing, like, a Beethoven piece on the piano, and then start, like, going into, like, kind of make it, you know, honky-tonk sort of sound. But then he also showed... there's a clip of him saying, you know, like people like to compare me and Elton John, but like Elton John's music is a lot like more rhythmic like this. And he was like playing it on the piano. It's like, oh yeah, that is Elton John's music. And he's like, mine is more like this. And it was more kind of like, it was really interesting how you could like play like both styles just on a whim.
Yeah.
It's like big dick energy.
Yes, seriously. I do really enjoy that. How it can be descriptive. Yeah, you can like play something in a descriptive way, and you're like, oh, I see.
And it is like, yeah, that's definitely Elton John style, and then that's your style, and yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
good old Billy Joel. He's like, watch me hit this tree.
I mean, he has a reputation for being an asshole and stuff, but he is very talented and like very good at what he does, and.
He's the one that like reserves the first couple rows for people like in the 300 sections, right?
Yeah.
Do they talk about that?
No, I mean, it's like a 5-hour documentary and I only got through like an hour and a half of it. So
he's got too many selfless things to talk about.
Yeah. did nice. You guys ever see the Tiny Desk concert of Anderson .Paak by chance? It's Ooh. Anderson Paak.
Yeah, I don't know who Anderson Paak is.
Yeah, he's a hip hop artist. But he, speaking of being able to be sort of impressive with little, I guess, or like being descriptive, he sings in his band, and in this Tiny Desk concert, he plays the drums, and he has a snare drum, a bass drum, and I think a hi-hat or like a cymbal, and that's it. But he gets such personality out of his drum, like his like itty bitty drum kit. I'm just like floored by it. I definitely recommend checking it out because it's, I think it's something to behold. But his ability with just such a small kit and make such a compelling beat and such great music, I highly recommend.
Whenever you see somebody do something like so effortlessly,
you got this.
my tongue's not working. Don't tell my wife. When you see somebody do something so effortlessly, does it make you want to try that? Like, but then you think, like, yeah. No, that person has like practiced for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, like the people that wear the squirrel suits and jump off the mountains. Like, I can do that.
Oh, man. That there are a few things that I would just immediately walk away from. Well, actually, no, there's probably a lot that I would immediately walk away from, but squirrel suits, fuck that. No way. No chance. But I did try that, actually, that exact thing, Brandon, with having watched this little Tiny Desk concert. I was like, just like a single, like a, you know, basically like a single, like a drum. And I was trying to make like beats on my, you know, on the desk or whatever. I'm like, oh, fucking no, not even close. Nothing.
Jake
even.
Just turns into the guy from Mary Poppins, like, every day is a beautiful day with Barry. It's like a drum on his back, cymbals on his head.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Like a one man band.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. I did see Juvenile when he was on Tiny Desk. So when he did Slow Motion for Me on a Tiny Desk, that was pretty great. So, Slow Motion for Me. Slow Motion for Me. Move it so much.
I really like Tiny
Desk. They get so many artists that come through there. I was like, no way. That won't work.
Fuck that.
And then it will.
Mac Miller did a good one there. Tyler, the Creator. Those are all really good. Oh, T-Pain did one in there that was great too. And
yeah, some of the artists they get through there, I'm just kind of shocked that they came through. And also, like, how does NPR know who this individual is? You know,
it's so funny. I think NPR has got like the finger on the pulse of hip music, and I don't know how, but.
Probably. I mean, like Wiz Khalifa showing up on there. I was like, oh, damn. You saucy.
Well, pretty soon they're not going to have the money to do it. So,
yeah.
Well, on that note, should we take a break and get to some questions?
I have to cut the top of my thigh and then we can come back.
I think we have talked about it before, but I think like learning how to play the piano would be a very impressive skill to learn.
Yeah.
I tried at one point. My grandma tried to teach me for a period of time. It is like my left hand that does the bass can't talk to the right hand at the same time, which does like the treble and everything else. And like my dad tried to teach me drums for a very brief minute as well. And I was just like, God, this is like four things all at once. I'm not that ADD. Like I focus on one thing.
Yeah, but you can play the guitar.
I can't play the guitar and sing. That would be three things, right? Like,
well, that's only because. Well, yeah, no, that's fair.
Like you guys both comes with play guitar. Do you like? Have you tried other instruments to see how, if that translates?
I have found that it does not translate very well.
Correct.
Ukulele, I've played a little of, and that translates only kind of.
But it's still within the realm of like a guitar. I can do a piano, but it's like so rudimentary and basic. It's nothing very fancy. And then drums, it was just like, I don't know, immediately get lost. I just immediately can't do it.
Have you guys ever tried playing bass?
Actually, yeah. And that's also kind of weird because everything is on a different beat. I feel like you have to follow a bass drum, which is usually not with the guitar. I don't know, like the bass I found weird because I was always off.
Well, oftentimes the guitar follows the melody, but in high school I was in choir and I was a tenor and we did not have the melody very often, and that taught me a lot about how to sing, or not well sing, but also like just how to be a part of music without being the melody. And that in itself is just like a hurdle not to just follow what we all know. Like whenever you think of a song, you think of the melody, and that's like, you know, whatever the front either lyricist or the front musical instrument is. And it's really even, it's actually even difficult to sort of sit there and pick out the pieces that aren't the melody. It's fun to do, but it takes effort.
So Matt, you said like singing is a different thing. Like, have you not like been able to play the guitar and sing at the same time?
I can do it, but on very specific rhythms. It has to be within like the words have to come out on the downstroke. If it's on the upstroke or anything in between, or if you're finger picking, I can't do it because I'm going to focus on like, I'm going to miss this part right here. And then I'm also going to mess up the words. So if you're doing like a folk, if you're doing a folk song, like, Blackbird singing in the dead of night. That's a lot going on between the hand that's going up the chord, up the fret, and then the fingers that need to pick, and then the words that need to be said. That I can do, like that song I could do, because everything is all like dun 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 dun. But if it's like dun 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 dun, yeah.
But
you get it on the dun dun.
I do think it comes down to, it comes down to practice, though, because like if you practice a song or a riff or whatever long enough, I remember there was a song that Luke wrote that we like, it was the song that I practiced the most. And then eventually I could sing with it. I can't do that with any other song that I play the guitar to, but I can play the guitar and sing to that song. And it came from just like excessive practicing of just that song. And I have to imagine that all of these musicians are practicing like it's their job. It's more than their job.
It's like you almost have to like separate your mind from your body.
Right. It has to be so ingrained that you're not thinking about it.
Free your mind.
Like the guys who play drums and sing at the same time, like that seems...
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Those are... I feel like that's crazy talk.
Sometimes I would have thought that would help though, because you have to say this out loud as you're doing that. I don't know, like if you can get too caught up by just drumming and listening to somebody else do it, but if you have to do it yourself, that's an added extra layer, even though that's nothing I could do myself. I always thought like that might keep them in tune better.
And then you think like a lot of the guys who are doing those things are also like drunk or high while they're doing it. And
yeah,
it's like extra impressive. It's like you're just rock adding stars, adding a handicap for yourself.
This is too easy. I need to
yeah.
See double.
Need to spice this up a little bit.
Speaking of spicing things up, what do you say we take a break and get to some of them questions?
Let's
go do a bump and come back to the questions.
Hell yeah.
Just like the rock stars would.
We'll be right back after these messages. <back. laughs>
The cool, crisp mornings. Leaves crunching under your boots. Is that pumpkin spice I smell? Fall is upon us. Enjoy.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing queries by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. The first one comes to us from a new subreddit that I decided to check out.
Ooh.
Called Ask Men Over 40.
That's us. Oh, wait.
Way to deviate.
Two-thirds of the show. Well, maybe by the time
this... By the time this comes out, Brandon might be 40.
Yeah, I might be 40 by the time this comes out. Who knows?
Right. Well, good luck, everybody.
Hopefully, I'm qualified to answer this. Username Angry Pots of Plants. They ask, men, what kind of compliments make you melt? What kind of compliments do you wish you could hear more of? I'm interested in compliments that you wish you could hear more of from women and men.
Damn, you ain't got no cellulite, boy.
Your balls are as smooth as eggs. No.
Damn, your nutsack don't even fall out your shorts.
How do you keep those things so tight? Comments.
start with damn.
I feel like, have you guys seen the profile that's polite catcalling? Have you seen that guy?
Yeah, I've seen it before. Yeah.
It's actually pretty funny. He's like, man, you look like you put all your coasters back when you're done. Like, I do. I do put the coasters back after I'm done.
I mean, I don't necessarily like, I don't have like a nice lawn or anything, but I can appreciate like the sort of like Hank Hill type, like pride in like, yeah. If somebody, you know, were to like compliment your lawn or what, like that sort of like, oh, like you have a very nice home or whatever. Like,
boy, your edges are tighter than a barbershop on Friday at 3.
But the thing is like, I don't work at maintaining those things or anything. So. But I think I would appreciate it if I did.
I guess I would say just any physical compliment I'll take.
Same.
It's like, you lost some weight? Yeah, 2 pounds. I did. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, any sort of, like, I guess, yeah, like, oh, that's a nice shirt or whatever. Like, Matt, you're wearing a very nice shirt right now. Like, that's, you know, anything like that.
Don't compliment me, I'll come.
I do think that men in general are,
we just don't get them.
We don't get them, and that's we talked about this in a podcast.
Normalize,
but like most men would love to be catcalled.
Absolutely, we should normalize objectifying men. Just normalize it.
Yeah,
like drive by us and be like, "Damn, boy."
Yeah, only in the positive though. We don't need any additional objectification of.
Wait, this might open a can of worms, but like, isn't catcalling supposed to be nice?
No, well, I mean, no.
I always thought it was supposed to be complimentary. Just like we're just kind of dumb at doing it.
Yeah,
I feel it's unwanted.
It's unwanted, and it's like a power thing.
Well, you can catcall me anytime you want.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
Drive down the street and be like, all I hear is, who's that boy? I'm just going to assume that it's a compliment. Be like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Anything.
Like nobody, any no, I don't know. Like just like,
I'm here for.
Any physical compliment or like, you look well put together. Like I've had these shoes for almost 4 years now, and for whatever reason I've been getting a lot of compliments on them, but they're just old retro Adidas, and I'm like, man, I really like those shoes. I was like, oh, thanks,
nice,
that's nice. I take care of them, that's cool, thanks.
Yeah. I also, the few number of handcrafted things I've made, if people like identify them in the house and are like, ooh, I like that, I get all like,
I made that,
that was me,
you know? Absolutely, 100%.
I don't know if
anything,
I knelt,
anything
though.
You make.
I don't know. Too many potted plants person. I wouldn't say that I melt. I just appreciate it.
Yeah. Easy.
I mean, like, what if, yeah, somebody like compliments your cooking or, I don't know. I guess cooking.
I think it still goes back to the fact that we just, like, men don't normally get outwardly complimented often. So yeah,
I have a question. How much of that do you think is our fault? So women very openly,
the royal we, or individually we,
the royal we, so like women compliment each other on the regular, and it's
like, yeah, bitch, you cunty.
Oh god. If you only listen to some of our episodes, go back and listen to some other episodes, because that wasn't Matt just being Matt.
I've been trying that out and just getting nothing but slapped.
So it's working out real good then.
Yeah. Half of Brandon's face is still red. I actually did ask my wife about that afterwards, and she's like, oh, yeah, I heard that that's a thing. I was like, oh. You look kind of, like, don't do it.
Uh,
Well, like, how do you feel about, like, you know, compliments from, do compliments from, you know, your children or your spouses, do those carry the same weight as a stranger?
No. 100%. A stranger is like a million times better.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, actually, when my kids compliment me, I notice it more, and I sort of enjoy that. And Anna and I think are really good at making sure the other one is seen for efforts made, and so but I think with that sort of effort that we both make, it sort of makes it a little not desensitized, but like. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't hit the same.
It's not even just that. It's like you're always around these people, so nothing will inherently be either more shocking or hurt more or be more uplifting than by a stranger. Like if some stranger walks up to me like, "Man, you seem like a real douchebag." It's like, "Oh, you don't even know me."
That's going to stick with you the whole day.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Fuck." Yeah.
Yeah. And then if some guy walks up to you, he's like, "Hey, man, that moose knuckle's looking really good." Like, oh, thanks. Tweet.
What about the, like, maybe they mean it as a compliment, but it comes off as sort of insulting when somebody's like, "You know who you look like? Steve Buscemi," or whatever. Like, if somebody
were going to say Steve Buscemi. Yeah. Oh, man.
There is always the risky run of, like, interpreting it wrong, like, "Hey, fuck you." He's like, no, that was a compliment. Like, didn't Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire, not Mr. Deeds.
I mean, I don't mean to air out dirty laundry or anything. We can cut this if you want, but didn't Jake, you said, like, didn't someone, I think it was from you, somebody said they told Dane's dad, Claire, that he looked like Garrison Keillor, and he was like really insulted by that.
Yes, that was for me. No, we don't have to specify who it was, but yes, I was
Garrison Keillor from the
Prairie Home Companion,
the guy who talks like this, like all
yeah.
If I remember the quote correctly, Claire said, "He's the ugliest person in the world," or something. "He's the ugliest person I've ever seen." Yeah, it landed like a wet fart in church.
I don't know that I could identify Garrison Keillor.
I disagree that Claire looked like that, but. anyway that just popped in my head, but there was one time where a lady was like, she was like, just a stranger, she was like, "Do you know who you look like?" I was like, "No." And like, she wanted me to guess, and I was like, "I don't know." And she's like, "John Candy." I was like, "What?" Thanks, I don't know.
Just because I'm big? Fuck you.
Like, I don't think I look like John Candy, but I mean, maybe physically, like, whatever, but...
Just start crying and be like, "I'm his grandson, you bitch."
I'm Branded Candy.
Branded Candy.
What are some of the top answers?
Brandy Candy. The top question here is, being a good dad, acknowledging effort I've put into something. All compliments are good compliments. We don't get enough. I love that you're hung like a Pringles can.
By a stranger, of course.
Yes. I coach kids hockey, and one summer I was helping with a beginner skating clinic. There was one girl about 5 to 6 who was absolutely terrified initially, in tears and everything. I spent some time engaging with her and getting her to enjoy being on the ice. Since weeks on, her mother comes up to me with kiddo in tow and tells me her daughter wanted to tell me something. The child very shyly comes out with, "You're my favorite coach." That was a few years ago, and I've been chasing that high with coaching ever since. Jake, have you ever gotten that as a soccer coach?
Nope, sure didn't. They're like, let's play a game. I'm like, run laps.
He got the Pringles can one once, though.
Yep. But that was after a bee sting, and it was a nurse, so...
I've been told repeatedly that I'm an intimidating guy, so I very seldom get very many compliments. So anytime I do get a compliment about how good I am with my daughter, she's nonverbal autistic but talks plenty, it makes my heart grow three sizes. I also have a huge red beard that women compliment a lot. That definitely is cool. Anything involving the content of my character. The most meaningful compliments are the ones based on things we've done. So a lot of these people are, you know, saying like, we're talking about like physical
meaningful things. Yeah.
Right.
I'm always like superficial. Tell me about my calves.
I got a big compliment on my mustache before I took it off. that was like, nice. It was like very, very just a friend from the kid's school. He was like, hey, I really like your mustache. I can't, you know, it comes in patchy and stuff, but yours, that's a really good mustache. I'm like, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Rides are free.
Bing.
have you guys ever gotten like, oh, you're such a good father, or like that sort of like, oh, you're really good with your kids, and like, does that...
I've gotten that a couple of times, and that's been really meaningful, I think. Because sometimes, I don't know. Matt, I'm sure you have this on occasion where you're just like, oh, what the fuck?
I mean, there's some days we're out, and like one of them happened one time after I had like just previously exploded at the family at home, but we're out now, and it's like, oh, put on the happy face. It's like, you're a good dad. I am a good dad. Can you tell them that?
Yeah.
Hey, are you listening back there?
I'm a good dad. Yeah. Get in the car.
You can think about that when you're walking home.
See ya.
I guess like tangentially related to this, like how do you feel about like people calling you like not by your name, but like strangers like saying, you know, like, oh, hey boss, hey chief, like do you have like any feelings about that?
It's an eye roll.
It's usually done. I most often detect it as a like a condescending delivery, and I'm always a little, I get a little bit prickly about it. Like I usually don't care and I don't do anything about it, but I can tell like my body reacts to it, and I'm on my defensive. I keep an eye out for the interaction now after that happens.
I feel like I get for like just as a big guy, I get like boss or like, hey big man, you what do you want? Like that like, kind of like that sort of thing.
Actually, I think that's a good point. Like, do you get that a lot? Because I do feel like it's a pretty, people approach it with such an impersonal, like just kind of it's easy and approachable, but like
it's usually you're like, the one like that's somebody being, in the service industry or whatever, they're like, hey boss, what can I get you? Like that sort of thing. Or like, hey big man, what do you want? Like that sort of like,
But do you ever respond like, hey fuck face? Yeah, I'll take
or hey little guy. You should say hey little guy every time. I was thinking about that when
hey wee man
person was like, you look like John Candy. You should have thought of like I don't know, like some small drugged out somebody being like,
you look like Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
What? Oh, that means like a meth head.
You're like, oh, what was the thing? Oh God, I'm blanking now on Righteous Gemstones, where he's like, he's like, I'm like Tyler Perry. You're like Luke Perry, dead.
Yeah. No baby Billy.
Although something that does make you feel like a mile high is when like a black lady calls you baby, especially like an older like black lady.
Mm-hmm. That is, yep. It makes you feel like it's at least legitimate. or validated or all those things.
Although yeah. one of my most, like, as far as like being embarrassed as an adult, I remember, I'm sure I've told this story before, but I was at a calabash place at the beach and I thought I was, and it was when Ann and I were still dating and we were ordering food and I was the last one to order. And I was like, oh, and can we get some hush puppies for the table? Cause I thought I was like ordering hush puppies. Like, you know, I was like adding to the order and like helping out in some way and being like, oh yeah, I'll take care of this. And I didn't know that at this particular calabash place, hush puppies came out just like bread does at an Italian restaurant. and she goes, oh honey, this is my first rodeo. And I was just, for whatever reason, like I was so embarrassed and like my now in-laws were like, and I was like, fuck, I just want to get out of here now.
I feel like a lot of the like the greetings and the salutations we got in New Orleans always made me feel really special. Oh, I think yeah. that was one nice thing about it. Yeah. Is like, hey baby, where are you from? Like what's up, my guy?
Oh, if anyone calls me baby, like we're best friends. That's great.
Yeah, but if it's like in Vancouver, Washington, I was just like,
maybe yeah, you got a dollar.
Yeah. 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 It's a very different intention.
Hey, sugar lips.
Yeah. I don't have any change.
Can I use your phone? Baby.
Baby.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Moving along, sugar.
This comes from No Stupid Questions subreddit username PeterRabbit010. I guess this is kind of related to what we're talking about, but why do all dads make that noise when they stand up? You know, the one that oof or all right or just pure grunt. My dad does it, your dad does it, I started doing it at 32. Is there a dad manual I missed?
It's just the age manual. You just start doing it. I don't think it gets louder with dads. I feel like we get clumped into a generic, this yeah. is unfair. How yeah, dare
tell
you?
Him. Tell him, Matt.
I'm sorry. If you're like, I don't know, Preach, Brandon, brother. I've heard you sneeze just as loud as I do. Yeah. I've heard you get up out of a chair. It's just as loud as me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's just a older person thing, but also like, what about sitting down? Do you make a noise like where you go like, or like like that depends. Kind of a
it's only if I need to make room.
Did I tell you guys that that people at my wife's work they they moved her files to a upper cabinet because every time she was leaning down for her lower cabinet she would go and so they're like they collectively like moved her files to a different like a higher cabinet. Because they're like, you make a noise every time you reach for him.
She's so
like,
it's oh, not God. Just us.
Yeah.
I also feel like it just like, it like wills your body into like, okay, we're doing like, okay, rest is over.
It's also.
All right, everybody, I coordinate now.
It doesn't happen all the time. Like I could hop into bed and just like get into bed and be like, or I could get into bed at like, you know, 5 p.m. and be like, if it was, I don't know, it's like we make it more dramatic based off of how we want it to be perceived. Like, I'm so dog tired, I'm going to bed at 7. But if I go to bed at 10 p.m. I'm just gonna get in and try to so not wake like up my wife.
Narrative. There's a narrative that goes with yeah. some of your grunts. Yeah,
or if you're sitting down and it's like, hey Matt, can you come look at this? You're like,
I've always taken the line from Labyrinth where it's the two door knockers and one has them in the ear and one has them in the mouth. He's like, no good. Can't hear you. Like that. I've just taken that line. That's been my thing. Like, no good. Can't hear you. Feet are up.
That's good. I was adding some, well, I thought I was adding some comedy to my grunts and I would say, Jesus Christ, either sitting down or standing up, but then then the boys start saying that. And Anna's like, boys don't say that at school. And then they were told not to. And then every time I did it, they told me not to. And then it turned into this whole thing. It was pretty funny.
I have tried to do that with my kids, like factor in naughty words of like, yeah. Ah, farts. Like, I'll sit down and like, oh, he said farts.
Kind of a fun little social bit around the house that I like doing is if I, you know, because I'm like sitting most of the day for my job. Like, if I go up and like go into the living room, I sit down and be like, ah, oh, it feels good to get off my feet. Like,
so you do have dad jokes. Go, like, oh, these dogs have been barking. Yeah. It's like you still have office jokes, right? Like clocks out at 5 p.m. and your boss is sitting around like, ooh, got a hot date? Got to get out of here early?
I got a hot date. Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but like, I don't feel like I make more noises. I know that I do, but like my body has physically started making more noises. Like my ankles will crack or my knees will snap.
Yeah, all that shit. Like, cracking. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'll get up out of the chair, but I'll take an extra lean back and be like, let's see if it'll do it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's one of my knees. You know, it's like, it'll always do it. They always do it. I'm going to get them replaced.
Yeah.
This thumb always pops when I.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, now I feel like I need to have a
get an ailment.
Yeah, I don't know. No, well, I was just saying
properly thrown out your back though.
My midriff, yeah, fucking hope that doesn't happen again anytime soon. My
also don't say midriff.
Why not?
You're not a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, well, my spare tire has gotten significantly.
There you go.
More endowed.
My love handles.
And bending over takes a lot more of an effort now, just generally. I guess I'm also, speaking of my back, I'm more conscious of what my back is doing. So I'm like, you know, putting socks on. I'm just like, ooh.
You know what the funny part is? So my parents listen to this. And I was telling Kara, I was telling my wife over the weekend, oops, that she's That's like, your parents still listen? I was like, I know. She's like, your parents still listen? I was like, yeah, my parents still listen. She's like, how do you know? I was like, well, I get random texts from my mom. And it was like, just out of the blue, it's like, no, you kids had lice. I was like, what? Oh, what? That means you're listening to the podcast. And she just sent me one the other day. It's like, oh, people still write in cursive? I had no idea. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, about the podcast.
Yeah.
So my mom's going to hear this and be like, your dad says his back hurts.
My sister Kelly does that also. She'll like just send me like a zero context text, like responding to something we talked to. And I'm like, what? Like, I mean, I don't no disrespect to you guys, but like once that we've recorded these, it's kind of like out of my brain. And
what? Piece of shit.
And
I archive every single episode in my mind.
But yeah, then it's like, oh, I have to remember that. Yeah, it's something tied to the podcast. But
like, I know my dad has sent me a couple messages and he's going to send me one after this. He's like, it's funny that you just hit 40 and you think that this hurts or this is like you're getting old. Wait till you hit 60. I was like, what? Oh, that episode.
Dad. Yeah, I got a text from a buddy who listens and I don't remember which episode this is from, but I got this on last Monday, maybe. He says, I believe the first live action Ninja Turtles was the last project Jim Henson worked on himself. The second one was overseen by Creature Shop, though. And I was like, what? We must have been talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something. I was like, new phone, who dis? No. I knew it. It rang a bell, but I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. but now I know.
The top answer here is because when you get old, stuff starts to hurt. Simple as that.
I mean,
answered that a lot more succinctly.
I feel like when I get up, like things don't hurt. I'm not like in pain getting up.
Yeah.
That's
fair. What about you remember in like weight training, you would like breathe out to like.
You're supposed to breathe out on the lift. Yeah.
Right, that's what I mean, on the lift part. So we're like, you know, because we're like exerting ourselves more. So I wonder if it's that same sort of idea.
Do you make noise when you guys go?
Matt made the for listeners, Matt made the sign language symbol for using the toilet. Besides screaming when I pee, no.
Brandon, do you remember when we rushed to the emergency room because you thought you were dying?
Yes.
That's, well, he had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
That's
that was the most pain I've ever seen him in.
Have you guys ever had a kidney stone?
No. And I hope not.
Just a second. No. I hope not.
It is, one of the worst pains you'll experience.
That was a party night too, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I remember there were still people over, but I went to bed.
You went to bed and you woke up after it was just like a couple of people left, but you were like hunched over in pain and you brought up a trash can.
I think there were people spending the night in the living room but I remember we were stepping over people and we were like, we're going to the emergency room. And I remember the intersection that I drove through at red light. Because I was like, it was in the middle of the night, like there's nobody around.
Well, yeah, it was like 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah. But you made it.
I just remember the funnel you had to pee through.
Yeah.
Trying to catch your stone.
Oh, I forgot about the funnel.
And you'd think that
I think that's still a standard thing.
That would be like the painful part, but it was like, I don't know, like the kidney pain was the worst part.
Well, because like your kidney is solid, right? So you have this thing that's trying to make it like get pushed out, so it hurts every little single move it makes.
Oof. Yeah, it basically like it kind of just feels like somebody just punched you, like used your balls for a speed bag or something, like like it's like, you know, that like pain you get like kind of like it like travels around like back to your like kidney, like it's like that, like sort of
behind your belly button, Matt, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was I mean, that one stuck out to me just because I knew your tolerance for pain, and I was like, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah.
But also, I can't drive you right now. So thanks, Jake, for being you.
Got you. I think I was in the Tricel. Or no, what was it?
Oh, yeah. It was the Tricel. What?
So it was a tight fit. That was a small car.
Yeah. Fortunately, I haven't.
We hope
had
we
one
make it.
Since, so
knock on wood. Find a fucking piece of wood.
Can't happen. Knock on Drink it. Your water.
Like I've heard, you know, they say like, oh, once you have one, then you're just gonna have them for life or whatever. And
it does set you up, or there's like some percentage of life.
I mean, that was
get it again.
Like almost 20 years ago probably at this point, so
it would have had to be.
We should, if I wake up tonight in pain, I'm cursing you.
It's gonna, okay, it's just gonna happen. Well,
is that an episode?
Yeah, and
drink your water.
Yeah,
drink your water,
drink your juice, Shelby.
But thank you all for listening, and thank you to our loyal patrons for supporting the show. If you haven't already, please head over to Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense to show your support. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. And after you've done all that, please rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Pew pew.
Yeah.